Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There's a couple things going on in the studio today. One, I am hurting to the point that I have to stand.
What's hurting exactly?
The workouts are getting more intense. Mm-hmm. And
they're not elementary anymore?
I'm still elementary, but I'm like doing more than one. I'm probably not supposed to do more than one a day. Or whatever. But like my shoulders hurt and stuff. But like there was a lot of leg stuff, yesterday. No, yeah. And so like you know how it is. Like the day after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's real, real bad. And then at the end of these workouts, they have a stretching portion, and I've let it play for a second, and then I'm like, I hurl my.
No.
I cannot.
That's
stretch.
The most important part.
I can't stretch.
Stretch at the end.
Yeah,
afterwards?
You do stretch it before and after.
They have a warm up, which is kind of like, God, you do. I know it's radio, but like, have you ever done where you kick your leg out? It's like a leg circle.
Oh.
Okay.
And you kind of open in your hip. You either go outward with it or start out and come in. First off, you have to balance on one leg and it's like whatever, but you realize how ancient your hips are in a big fat hurry.
My hips are so bad. They're like cracking. Yeah. You can hear I'm just like,
like the first one I did, I almost fell down. Yeah. And it sounded like popcorn.
Yeah.
It was like, I was like, what? Who's in the house?
Somewhere Shakira's listening and a single tear just is coming. How could they neglect their hips?
It's so bad.
Yeah.
I remember, so I ran track very briefly in junior high because it was co-ed. So it was like, all the girls are running track. So all the guys ran track. And it was always like, once you
that
do...
That is so dumb. How did it work out for you? Because you're being chased?
Yeah, that's it. So after your race, it was always like, make sure to do your cool down lap around.
Yes.
And it was like...
I just ran. Why would
I'm not
I do
doing
another
lap. I'll just sit.
And sitting is the worst. After you're done, you need to keep...
You need to keep it all moving.
I didn't realize that was like a serious thing. You're supposed to stretch afterwards.
And like the pre-stretch stuff. If you're not doing like, I don't know what your workouts are, but if you're doing leg presses, your warm-up should be doing leg presses, but
just
on a lower weight. Yeah.
No, I don't. Well, I'm letting this app do it all. It's the app I've been through before. It's called 8Fit. I'm not endorsing it or anything, but it got me in really good shape a long time ago. So I'm doing it again.
Nice.
The long and short of it is this. I realize at this moment that I need to learn how to stretch.
Mm-hmm. I mean, no, you realized that a while ago.
I did.
I'm going to call you out.
Before,
yeah.
But it's
like 14 times. And I've told you, Stretch Lab is just up the street.
Okay. So that
brings me. Lab?
There are places that. This is the truth about me. Like everyone, all my friends who are really fit do yoga. And they're like, you should come do yoga with me. And I'm like, I can't go do yoga. Okay, if you already think I'm screwed up, pull over because it's gonna get worse right now.
Okay,
I can't go do yoga till I know how to do yoga.
What?
Oh, in like a class for sure.
Thank you.
To bring everyone else down to your level. To be ever like, what's with this guy? Hasn't he tried it at home before?
Thank you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You get me.
Oh yeah.
You can't go into a class. I know.
Yes, you do.
Other people. Nope.
Yes,
me.
You do.
Not me.
Because the class is not going off of what you're doing.
I don't
care. The instructor. You can stay in the back and focus on yourself.
I cannot.
Oh my gosh. I want to throw a brick at you.
I understand. You better be good at it.
He wouldn't dodge it.
I would not. I could not move
He's
out
not
of the way
Amber.
Right now. You got I realize at this moment that I'm that way about everything. Like, if I were like all, a lot of my friends golf and they're like, dude, just take a couple lessons or whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, I wouldn't take lessons until I'm already kind of good. You can't, you don't go okay. in. You can take golf lessons when you suck if you're five, but you don't get to go in
yes,
as a grown ass man and go,
yes,
and,
they,
and they're going to look at me and go like, what have you done with your whole life?
You picked up a new hobby. Congratulations.
Nope, I can't.
That's amazing. I'm going to cheer for you the whole time.
I feel like I would let the coach down and he'd be like, oh,
you're not on a team.
Oh, I coach adults. I would say, think that I wouldn't even know the terminology as well.
You're there to learn it.
They're gonna go.
Oh my god.
They're gonna go like, okay, tell me what's wrong with your swing, and I'm like, I don't have one.
Yeah.
Like, perfect.
I need that's a club.
No, that's beautiful no, foundation. They're just,
no.
Yeah. When I putt, the windmill always trips me up.
Thank you.
What do I? Yeah,
Aaron,
I agree.
You don't understand.
I do. It goes, and I'm saying you're stupid.
Okay, there's one more level of it. And so far, Tiak has been with me on all these.
I get what you're saying.
There's
absolutely, yeah.
If I had a pain, if I felt like some sloshing or some weirdness in my heart or like in my ribs or whatever, and it's been there for like 2 years or something,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go to the doctor till I got it partial. Like, I wouldn't want to go in because then they're going to go, well, how long have you had that? And I'm going to be like, well, I don't know, like 2 years. Or something. And they're going to go, yeah, well, you obviously don't care about your body. So then they're going to care. It's like when I took my car in, when it was wrecked, I had to detail my car before I took it in. Cause I needed them to think that I love my car enough so that they took better care of my car. And I feel the same way about my body. Like I can't go in to the doctor.
You're going into the doctor to get help for your body.
No. So like before I get blood work, I fast for like a month and I hydrate and I stop
and
drinking.
Then your
and I
blood
do.
Work is lies.
It's not lies. It's,
it is that, because that's not the real you.
That's the, it's
but
the
you
real
know
me
you
that
can,
day.
You can get it there if you need.
I can.
You can get it there.
Oh that, I'm
with you.
Oh my God.
You. I don't want to be
oh
with
my
you,
God.
But I'm with you. I can lock it in.
Yeah.
I'm still good.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.